Monday night, after a lengthy public comment period, Schenectady City Council voted on a measure that would support the development of a $450 million resort casino project to be located at the former American Locomotive Company site on Erie Boulevard. The public was mixed on the proposal, as was the City Council. Councilman Vincent Riggi voted against the measure, saying he didn't want to vote on anything that he did not fully understand.
We're deciding on something that could impact Schenectady for years to come without enough information. So mainly because of that, and no other reason, I have to vote no.
Council President Margaret King thanked the members of the public for voicing their concerns, but voted in favor of the measure.
I think you made a lot of very valid points, but I am also among those who believe the pros outweigh the cons, and I vote aye. I think we have an excellent company.
Measure carries 5 yes, 2 no.
Then Tuesday, the county legislature also weighed in. The lawmakers voted in favor of the Rivers Casino and Resort at Mohawk Harbor on the Alco site, 13-0. Democratic Majority Leader Gary Hughes.
We've had public hearings. We've seen the details of the proposal. The group from Rush Street has an excellent track record. Gillespie Group is a known hometown commodity in Schenectady. Done a significant amount of development already in the city. The pieces just lined up, and we realized this is a vote that, as I said last night on the floor, really, when you look at all the facts, is an easy vote to take.
According to estimates, the city of Schenectady could benefit from $5.7 million in casino revenues. However, next week, more details will be unveiled on a casino project to be located in Montgomery County in the town of Florida, overlooking the city of Amsterdam off I-90 exit 27. Amsterdam Mayor Anne Thain argued that it's time that investment comes west.
For years and years and years out here in the west, we watch, you know, money going into the Hudson Valley corridor, you know, the Hudson corridor and Saratoga and Luther Forest and Watervliet and Albany and Schenectady, and it doesn't come west.
Thain said that if the intent of New York's casino law is to transform communities, Amsterdam is well suited to benefit from investment.
For the city, you know, the jobs and neighborhood revitalization and downtown rehabilitation and a vibrant waterfront combined with the casino amenities really would make Amsterdam a destination rather than just a pass-through on the thruway.
Amsterdam and Florida could share up to $6 million if the Exit 27 plan comes to fruition. Earlier this year, Montgomery County, the town of Florida, and the city of Amsterdam all enthusiastically supported measures to approve casino development. East Greenbush and Rensselaer County is expected to vote on a casino proposal by Saratoga Casino and Raceway later this month. Casino applications are due to the State Gaming Commission at the end of June. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.